And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Emergency crews and civilians frantically searching the rubble in Turkey and Syria. After a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck, Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Agency says it's killed at least 76 people in seven Turkish provinces. Meanwhile, the death toll in government-held areas of Syria from Monday's quake climbed to 99. That's according to Syrian state media citing the health ministry. In addition, at least 334 people were injured in Syria earlier. 20 people were reportedly killed in rebel-held areas of Syria. U.S. Republican lawmakers continue to criticize the Biden administration for not taking down an alleged Chinese spy balloon earlier, a week after it entered U.S. airspace and triggered a dramatic and public spying saga that worsened Sino-U.S. relations. Reuters' Rachel Faber.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas told Fox News on Sunday, "We should have shot this balloon down over the Aleutian Islands. We should never have allowed it to transit the entire continental United States." The suspicious flying object was spotted just over a week ago, entering U.S. airspace near Alaska. It floated over Canada and then back over American territory in Montana, then continuing to the Atlantic coast, where it was brought down by an F-22 stealth fighter off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday.
Reuters' Rachel Faber. A former Israeli prime minister who served briefly as a mediator at the start of Russia's war with Ukraine says he drew a promise from the Russian president not to kill his Ukrainian counterpart. Former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett emerged as an unlikely intermediary in the war's first weeks.